Head coach Danny Stewart joins us on Panthers Radio. Danny, it's another huge game. I know I've talked in cliches a lot about a huge game in the club's history, but you're going to Glasgow in a title race. How excited are you and the team to be going to Glasgow for such a big game?
Yeah, I think everyone's really excited. You know, it's these moments are few and far between in people's careers, and you know, we're there with a shout to win a championship, and you know, we know the pressure that comes with that, but at the same time, you have to enjoy these moments. It's fun playing these big games down the stretch and playing for something. It's meaningful, and you know, as you said before, cliches, it's a game seven, you know, every game down the stretch. And we've been saying that for the last couple of weeks. And, you know, it sure adds to the fun of the games.
And you look at what you said a few weeks ago, you want guys to play with that playoff mentality. Do you think that Wednesday night's game against Cardiff was just that kind of, was that the blueprint that you want?
Yeah, absolutely. It's, I think in different aspects, I think the way we started and the way we played in that first period was elite, and then, you know, second period we absorbed a little bit of pressure, which you will do against the top teams in this league and a lot of the teams, and we handled that well. We got some key stops at key times. You know, we made some good blocks at key moments and kept the puck out of our net. And then, you know, you get your special teams involved, and our PK did a great job, and our power play stepped up and got two big goals, and you know, it's a difference in the hockey game.
Sam Harris had an interview this week that it's good that we're second, but there's more work to do. And I don't think anyone at the club ever promised silverware, but said that you want to be competing. Does that kind of show, though, that the mentality that the team are in, that there's like, second's okay, but we're here for more?
Yeah, look, you set goals at the start of the year, and I think the main message this offseason was to put this team back on the map. And, you know, we've certainly done that. But, you know, once you get to that, you don't satisfy yourself with that. It's okay, what's the next goal? And the next goal is lifting a trophy. And we've put ourselves in position to do that. And, you know, like I said, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And you just got to keep your emotions in check and keep your focus in check and make sure you're going out there and executing and competing for 60 minutes.
Just finally, there's probably no team more informed than Glasgow at the moment. You know, what is the key to their success, and how can you break them down?
Yeah, a really good team, well coached. You know, they do a good job at slowing things down, especially against a team like us that, you know, likes to play with that pace, and they clog things in the middle of the ice, and you know, you got to make sure that you're out playing them and outpacing them. And but like I said, they've got some heavy guys back there on the back end. They play physical, they lean on you. You know, they make it tough, and like I said, they make it tough to get inside of them, and when you do, they got good goaltending. So you know, good special team. So a lot of strong points on that team. They're deep, you know, they got a lot of talent up front. So you know, have to be at our best.
And just one more question, I guess you'll be watching two webcasts tonight.
Yeah, no, we'll be flicking back and forth for sure. So you know, some coaches will tell you they're only focused on themselves, but you'd be lying if you said you didn't keep an eye on what's going on, especially with us not playing tonight. It's allows us to keep an eye on those games, but obviously we'll focus a little bit more on the Glasgow Sheffield game with us playing them tomorrow.
Good luck this weekend.
Yeah, thank you.